Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the show. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Going right back into your phone calls. We'll start things out with Mike in Mississippi. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Mike?
I got a question. Where do we all lose control about, like, let me back up. My head is just spinning over this whole conversation I just had with my girlfriend.
Oh, I know. I know who we're talking to. It's former co-host Mike.
Hi, Ian. I was having this talk at the dinner table with Laura, my girlfriend, and her mom about, I guess, how this is relating back to Florida, where we both lived and where I took part in the show there, about how they're offering or having to offer an online alternative for school, for students, and then somehow or other the conversation switched to one of the reasons why it's being offered is because of the lack of control in the classroom and this and that, and people being afraid of getting sued and, you know, for, telling a kid not to act up and sit down and, you know, keep his mouth shut and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm just wondering, like, where we all lost control of this whole thing, because it just seems mind-boggling to me, and my head is just spinning. Like, I didn't realize that things had gotten that messed up, that you know, people who were supposed to be in authority, as in teachers, school administration, principals, that sort of thing, are becoming, I guess, afraid to approach children and, try to keep them in line.
Well, you know, it's a good question. I'm sure there are a lot of answers to it, and I think that it's true that kids are probably acting out more today in government schools than they ever did in the past. And I would think probably the number one reason for it is kids just don't respect their teachers as authority figures. They don't respect the principals and the various different administrators there, and that's probably because they do things that are not worthy of respect. They probably act like authoritarian thugs, and they probably have arbitrary, stupid rules like dress codes and things like that that the kids disagree with on a very basic level. They're trying to prevent them from displaying their individuality in many ways, and the rules, in many cases, the rules are pretty ludicrous. And so if you've got a bunch of ludicrous rules that you're telling kids to follow and to be respectful of, but they can't possibly respect them, then they couldn't possibly also respect the people that are uttering those rules, and that would be the administrators and, by proxy, the teachers.
And the kids acting out is a reflection of the value that they're getting out of sitting there in classroom. Absolutely. That's why they're acting out more.
Well, see, the other thing, I guess maybe one thing that I see or one reason why I think that that's happening is because I don't think there's the same amount of attention being given on the home front. Like, okay, you know, when I was growing up, because I'm, you know, a little bit older than you guys, you know, you didn't have two parents that were working. You didn't have an empty house when you came home from school. You had people that were, kind of laying down the law, I guess is maybe a way to word it. You know, people that were there to sort of,
really
the rules of life to you and set you, you know, always keep you on the straight and narrow instead of allowing you to kind of, find your own way. And in many cases, I think maybe these days, maybe that's the problem, is the kids have little to no structure. So they are just not, they're not growing, they're not growing up in the same fashion that somebody like myself did. Rules and stuff.
I don't know if I really buy that. Have you ever met somebody that's just good with kids or good with people?
Well, other than myself, I guess. I mean, I tend to think that I have a pretty good way of dealing with people, though.
I would put myself in that same category to where I can hang out with kids. I actually have some cousins, nieces and nephews, who have a single mom, you know, single parent. They act up in school. One of them is taking medications, you know, all the ADD stuff and so forth. I take them out with me for the weekend. I keep them engaged. I give them responsibility, and I hold them accountable when they don't live up to their responsibilities, and they do fine with me.
But what Mike is saying is that that's not happening with a lot of kids, and I think he's absolutely right.
Right.
Because they don't have the, you know, both mom and dad are working to pay the extraordinary amount of taxes that they have to pay in order to just keep food on the table, and that means that there's less time for bonding with their own children, so they send them off to the government schools during the daytime, and they're expected to, that's where they spend 8 or 9 hours every single day in the hands of these teachers and administrators that they don't have any respect for either.
But that's just
I'm not
spending 3 weeks or you know 6 months out of the year with these kids. I get them a couple weeks once a year, or not even a couple weeks, a few days once a year, and they act fine with me. When they're with their parents, they act very differently. What's the difference? The difference is in how I treat them and how I let them stand up for themselves and make their own mistakes and so forth. Whereas, you know, one Christmas I gave them ounces of silver as their Christmas present. Mom, the first thing she did is, okay, let me have that. I don't want you guys to lose it. So, you know, the silver
no was responsibility.
$14. So what if they lose it? That would be it was something they were all really excited about, and they were like, wow, this is cool, Uncle Sam, you know, so on and so forth. But if they lost that, then they would experience what it's like to have something really great and lose it. But because mom took that away from them, they never got to learn that lesson for themselves. And they're going to make that same mistake and learn that lesson one way or another. But when they're adults, it's probably going to be a far more expensive lesson than $14.
You know, I just wonder why in this day and age, why parents seem to, I guess maybe in the situation that I'm in with Laura and her son, it just seems that he's very much more protected and not allowed to, you know, screw up.
I think that's
make
a consequence.
His own mistakes and learn from them.
I think that's a consequence of generations growing up in the government schools and not learning some very basic skills about life and dealing with people and responsibility.
But he doesn't go to government school. He's homeschooled.
He's homeschooled. Well, that doesn't really mean anything.
Where did mom go to school?
Yeah, where did Laura go to school?
Well, she went. It was a government-run school, as I did.
Right, and we live in a society which is, and this is encouraged by the government. It's encouraged. Government encourages people to set aside their responsibility and just let government take care of it for you. And so this mentality is certainly something that parents understand well, and they pass it on to their kids, whether or not they're in homeschooling environments or not. They're passing it on to their kids, the idea that you should be childlike for as long as possible, and while you're childlike, we need to make sure we round off all the corners and make it so that nothing is dangerous or risky in any way. You need to not be taking responsibility for your actions because you're just too young for that sort of thing. When will you be ready for it? Well, sometime in your mid-20s apparently is about when most kids are ready for responsibility by the definition of the society that we're currently in.
That's a scary thought.
And yeah, well, it's the reality. I mean, you look at these, we talked about, I think it was when you were on the show, we talked about helicopter parents, these parents that just sort of hover over their kids when they're in college and all throughout college, just protecting them. They'll come to job interviews and just crazy things like that.
Yeah, that's just nuts.
Just way over hand holding their kids through life. And so if your kids don't understand responsibility and they don't have any responsibility at age 13 when they're still in the government schools and they're bored to tears in these boring, awful government school classes, it's inevitable that they're going to act out and that there are going to be problems. And so I think that the problems we're describing here are multi-pronged, and they're in several different areas, but they all have at their root the lack of responsibility and the lack of good parenting. I think with good parenting, then kids would be much better off, even in the government schools. But I think, of course, if you're the best parent, you would do well to pull your kids out of the government schools and homeschool or send them to private schools because they're just going to get a better learning environment. So parenting has degenerated over the generations, and government schools have contributed, I think, as the number one factor. Mark,
thing, you know, about you saying that is knowing that you're not a parent, and that hearing that come out of your mouth is just like, wow, because that's exactly where I started to go off on the whole thing, and then I just had to walk away from the entire conversation because it was starting to get me irritated.
Mike, thanks for the call tonight, dude. I appreciate
Mike, tell Laura I said hi.
I will. Hey, thank you, guys.
Yeah, it's good to know you guys are back together. I know they were on the rocks for a little while. Thanks for the call, dude. Hey, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The 57th running of America's legendary sports car endurance classic runs Saturday, March 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. See Audi, Porsche, BMW, Corvette, Ferrari, and Mazda. The epic sports car battle of the year. And there's more. Live music, car displays, beach volleyball, the Boner Custom Rods Bikini Contest, and mixed martial arts exhibition fights. Gates open Wednesday, March 18th for 4 days of racing action, culminating with the big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March 21st. For tickets and information, visit SebringRaceway.com or call 800-626-RACE. Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all, March 18th through the 21st.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features, including live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, and a webcam, all completely free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That, again, is listen.freetalklive.com.
The 57th running of America's legendary sports car classic runs Saturday, March the 21st at Sebring International Raceway. Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. Gates open Wednesday, March the 18th for 4 days of action, action, action. Culminating with the big 12-hour classic Saturday, March the 21st. For ticket information, visit SebringRaceway.com. Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all. SebringRaceway.com.
We continue with your phone calls, and we talk to Sean in the UK across the pond. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live. Sean, in the UK, going once. Sean in the UK. Hello?
Yeah.
Good day, sir.
Hey, how are you guys?
Just super, Sean. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just wondering your views on Satanism.
Satanism, define, please.
Normally people reckon that it's a religion where you just worship Satan, but
how's that sound?
I just wanted to put across that although we have Satan in it, it's got nothing to do with actually worshipping Satan. It's mostly 80% of Satanists don't actually worship the devil. They don't do human sacrifice or anything like that, or sacrifice into the land. That's all paganism in some aspects. But most Satanists can worship God and still actually be Satanists, because Satanism is just really rebelling against God. And it's kind of annoying, really, when somebody comes up to you in the street and you're talking to them just naturally and you say, oh, well, you know, well, you wouldn't say it in America, but in Britain, because nobody cares. You'd say something like, oh, yeah, I'm a Satanist. And they go, oh, do you worship the devil? And oh, God. One of the satanic rules, if they actually did go up to someone, somebody did actually make conversation with them and said, oh, do you worship the devil? And it annoys them, and they did actually worship the devil. One of the actual rules in the satanic Bible is, if somebody annoys you in the street, ask them to stop. If they don't stop, destroy them. And when I read that, oh my God, I was on the floor rolling with laughter. But I just wanted to bring that point across because.
So hold on a second. So are you a Satanist?
Yeah.
Okay, but you're one of the Satanists that doesn't worship Satan.
Is the Satanic Bible this thing written by Anton LaVey?
Yeah, I think so.
So now, wasn't he like a carny huckster?
I haven't really looked into the research on that because, obviously, I'm a Satanist that doesn't worship Satan, so I don't follow the Bible.
But no, I thought LaVey was a Satanist that doesn't worship Satan as well. Isn't LaVey the man who's credited for creating the modern Satanistic movement that actually doesn't, in point of fact, worship Satan? Shouldn't you know these things as a self-professed Satanist?
Well, you know, I didn't really look into it in depth because I had so many...
You didn't look into it in depth, but you consider yourself a Satanist?
What part of Satanism do you like? What part of it is got you into it all?
Well, have you ever heard of a person called Glenn Benton? He was born in Tampa, Florida.
Nope.
Tampa Bay.
I'm familiar with the area, not familiar with the guy.
He's in a band called Deicide.
Oh, I've heard of
the band, yes.
Yeah, well, Glenn Benton's the lead vocalist.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was just going about my ways now, because I was a goth / rocker mm-hmm. back in the good old days when I was about 14. But I started listening to this thing, and I started thinking, well, because Glenn Benton actually does worship Satan, I was like, I want this kind of image, but I want my own belief. So in a way, you could say I'm rebelling against God and Satan at the same time. But
wow,
so it's confusing. What would that
make you? Rebelling against God and Satan, and that makes you a Satanist? What is it that what tenets of Satanism were most interesting to you? Why is it that you decided to adopt Satanism just so you could rebel? Is that the idea?
I guess I'm curious as to why you think you're a Satanist.
why I think I'm a Satanist. Well, yeah. I did have satanic beliefs, and some I do follow with extreme precautions.
But it's it's the individualist aspect of it that appeals to you. That's kind of what
yeah.
I'm hearing.
Yeah. Sorry,
it's not really the individual beliefs or it's not a religious dogma that you've taken on for your life. It's really you just like to stand out and, I guess, have a different answer when people ask that question.
Yeah, you just want to offend people,
yeah.
right? When people ask you what your religion is, you just want to shock them and offend them. I understand. I did this when I was in high school. I walked around wearing a pentagram necklace. Now, I wasn't actually a Satanist. I wouldn't have been able to tell you word one about what Satanism was. But I knew that people, boy, did they stare at that pentagram, and boy, was it disturbing to them. And I really enjoyed getting a reaction out of them at that age. Is that about what you're experiencing?
Yeah, I suppose you could say I get a high from shocking people. And
so then there's
like
nothing
that.
Actually about the belief system that you really can cite necessarily, because you weren't really even familiar with Anton LaVey.
Well, no, not really.
Right. Okay, so you're not really a Satanist. You've just taken that term because it's so shocking.
Well, yes and no, really.
It's okay to get a rise. I mean, it's okay to get a rise out of people. I mean, certainly the fundamentalist Christians are very easy people to get rises out of. So I'm sure that
there's
you're
a lot
quite
fewer of them though
in the UK. That's true.
You know, in high school I used to have a mohawk, and you know, I did this same sort of thing as I wanted to get rises out of people just by how I was and you know, the clothes I'd wear and things like that. But I found in real life now that I can talk about actually the things I believe as far as libertarianism and that people should be free to do what they want without, as long as they don't hurt anyone else.
And that shocks them.
Yeah, I can get a more shocking, you know, sort of, I can make a more of an impression on them with the words that come out of my mouth and my personality than the way I dress.
Sean, I think the religion you're describing is iconoclasm.
I suppose you could just say I'm...
How long have you... Have you been listening to the Liberty Message? Is this something new for you?
I think since January 2009.
That's pretty new.
That's pretty new, yeah. So I think as you listen to this, to Free Talk Live, and start to understand these ideas, I would encourage you to go out and read some of the great books, Market for Liberty, there are forums with loads of great books out there to read. You'll start to come to an understanding about the world around you, about the way society works, about the way people interact, and if you keep studying, eventually you can start to see some of the core beliefs that come into play, and it becomes very easy to really challenge people's perception of reality and shock them into seeing a new perspective.
And eventually you'll want to persuade others to come on board with your belief system rather than shock them. And
then you can wear the Circle A t-shirt.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude, and welcome to the show. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you, by the way, by our friends at SACL CAI. More Free Talk Live in moments.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
What are you going to do if your family has no food in the event of an emergency? Do you really want to find out?
And gamble with your family's lives?
Order a one-year supply that will feed 4 to 5 people for only $39.95. That's right, a one-year supply for under $4,000 from yourfoodstorage.com.
We've been helping families prepare for more than a decade.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48.
Remember, yourfoodstorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Yourfoodstorage.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything, just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. You can go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type in FTL at the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com. They got all kinds of things there, movies, lingerie, all kinds of marital aids. AdamEve.com.
800-259-9231, continuing with your phone calls. We will talk to Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Hi, guys. How are you this evening?
What's on your mind?
I thought I'd call in and throw in my two cents on the religious discussion that's been going on over the last few days.
Sure. We've had, just tonight alone, we've had a very devout Christian and a not-so-devout Satanist.
I've read Anton LaVey's Satanic Bible, and he likens his religion to the Christians quite a bit. The only difference really between his religion, as he puts it, and the Christian religion is that he admits that he's a hedonist.
Okay.
Basically, that's what Anton LaVey's book is about being a hedonist.
Sounds about right. I've read a portion, you know, a small amount of the book myself. I don't know. I mean, it seems like most of the Satanism stuff's relatively self-styled anyway.
Right. And actually, that's my beliefs. You know, you're talking about beliefs here and belief systems, and people base their belief systems on a lot of things to do with faith. You know, what they see happening in the world, and what they've read and what they've been taught and how much influence other people have over them. And my personal belief systems, and talking about after life after death, personally, I think, and I've read a lot about near-death experiences. I've kind of made it a, like a side.
Hello? Matt, are you still there? Oh, I'm afraid we lost Matt. He can call back on that one. He has been... Oh, wait, wait, Matt? Matt, you still there?
10,
hold on, Matt. Matt, back up for a moment.
Back up.
You totally... Matt.
Matt.
You totally cut out. I don't know why people can't hear us when they are talking. It's very confusing. Maybe he's having trouble with his phone. Anyway, hey, Matt, can you hear us?
I've read other
he can't hear us. He's just talking. All right, well, we'll come back to him. So in the meantime, we'll go to Steve in South Carolina. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Steve, South Carolina, going once. Steve in South Carolina, going twice. Let's try Sean in Idaho. Sean, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Sean in Idaho.
Sean? I was just wondering if I have not verified this. I've heard it from a pretty good source, but it was just one source. But we've got Hillary Clinton over there in China making deals for us right now. And I've wondered for a long time why China keeps buying our treasury bills, why China keeps propping up our debt, thinking or us thinking that they're not going to get anything for their trouble with our with the monetary collapse. Well, what this source said was that she just signed away our the right of China to come over and take our property, to literally take the property in lieu of the debt. We know that the Federal
property?
Reserve...
The U.S. federal government's property or your property and my property?
Ours. All of ours. Through the I can't think of the name right
eminent
now.
Eminent domain.
That's it, exactly. Yeah, eminent domain. They just gave China the right to... come over and seize our property. Now, this is after, you know, a few things are going to happen before this happens, but I just wondered if you guys had heard anything about this. It just happened today.
I haven't heard anything about it, but if it does happen, I imagine they're going to have a real tough time actually handing over the property to the new Chinese owners. I don't imagine too many Americans that have been working their entire lives to purchase their homes are going to be too pleased with the idea that the government has sold it out from underneath them.
Well, it's not
well,
sell.
With the firearms legislation that's going through right now and a lot of other things that are in play, in motion, it's a scary thought, and it was a pretty good source, and of course we would be the last to know that they'll deny it, but I'm going to do some more checking, but I hope you guys will too.
If you go to liveleak.com, that's where this story is. Feds grant eminent domain as collateral to China for U.S. debts, dated yesterday.
That's amazing. Thank you, Sean, for the heads up on that. 800-259-9231. I mean, the feds can grant whatever they want. The reality is they're going to have to take that property from some people at some point, right?
If they in mass take property from people, but if they take select little berries off the vine,
yeah.
Well,
they'll get away with it. Yeah, that's true. We continue here with your calls. We're trying. Oh, Steve is gone. We're going to go back to Matt in Illinois. Matt, are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry, was my connection bad or something?
Yeah, something happened where you dropped out for several seconds, and then when you came back, you were in the middle of your whatever it was that you were telling us, and we were trying to get your attention to let you know that we couldn't hear any of it, and we couldn't get your attention, so I'm not sure what the phone troubles were, but now here you are, so I don't know where you were originally going with...
I remember, like, the last word he said.
Yeah, what was it?
What was the last word that you remember me saying?
Live.
Oh, gosh. Is that really all you had? Okay.
Okay. I was talking about, I've studied a little bit on near-death experiences.
Oh, that's right. Okay, that's right where you cut out. So go ahead.
Okay, and some people have, have died and they've seen nothing. And other people, they go up, they go somewhere after they die and they experience their life that they've lived through the eyes of the people that they've affected.
Oh, wow. I've never heard that one. That's interesting.
Yes. That was... And what they experience is their own... is the pain that they've caused to others.
Hmm.
and they also experience the joy that they've caused to others. And then after that, they kind of live another existence for a while, but then they come back to Earth. And so, you know, it's my belief that that is, in fact, what happens, that you live your life through the eyes of the people that you've affected over again, and you are meant to, your soul is meant to learn some lessons from that.
I think that's an interesting viewpoint, and you're saying that it was it has been corroborated by several different people that have had the near-death experience, that particular
view? That's right. It's one of the, I'd say, when I'm, you know, going through all these near-death experiences, about happens maybe 15 to 20% of the time. They say something along those lines.
Sounds just as plausible as any of the other explanations. I mean, the fact is there's really no way to know for sure. It's kind of like the law of attraction. There's no way to prove it.
It does make sense, though. I mean, the idea would be that it's your true karma there at the very end, that you will experience whatever it is that you've caused others to experience in your life. And some of that's going to come out in your actual life, wherein you know, if you're causing other people to experience pain and horror, then you may experience that in your own life. But if you don't get to experience that while you're alive on the earth, you get it after you move on. But there's no permanent status of, and this is my understanding of the similar sort of soul teachings that you're talking about, the spiritual teachings. The idea would be that, you know, you'd experience those things, and then, like you say, you learn from them, and then you move on. You sort of stay either in the ether, or you can come back down to Earth and, you know, give it another go, basically. There's no right. eternal hell place for you to stay in. There's no damnation. There's no Satan. There's nothing like that.
Right, that's my understanding of what happens to people. And then, you know, like you said, you move on, and, you know, we're all individuals, and so different individuals have different experiences when they die.
Very good, Matt. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
Yeah, I think that babies are born with a personality.
Very good. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231.
I don't see how you can argue that.
You can bring up whatever you want. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people.
Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today. SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, learn how to promote the show. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You get a whole list of things that you can do to help Free Talk Live get into more ears around the world. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. One of the ways you can help get the show out there more is to call your local talk station if they don't carry Free Talk Live and ask them real nice to carry Free Talk Live. You'd be surprised what kind of an effect just one phone call can have on a radio program director and how likely he or she is to pick up the show after that.
They don't get that many recommendations from listeners out there, and that little dropping a little bug in their ear can be very helpful.
Right. It could be the difference between them noticing our Talkers Magazine advertisement and just passing it over. Because if they've heard the terms Free Talk Live before, they're more likely to pick it out when they spot our advertisement. So you can work essentially in tandem with the other outreach that we're doing with our Talkers ads and with me making phone calls to radio stations. In fact, now's a real good time to call up and talk to your local talk station because it looks like we may be the monopoly live content provider in the syndicated radio industry, for at least for Saturday nights.
That can't last long, but it's an opportunity in the marketplace that must be exploited.
Yeah, there are a couple shows that recently are one is going to drop off the map here coming up in late May. Bob Costas does a sports talk show, which is carried on a lot of talk stations around the country on Saturday nights. He's dropping out. He's quitting. They're shutting a show down, and so that's one less live show on Saturday nights. The other guy, Rusty Humphreys, he used to do a live Saturday show. Turns out that his network quietly turned his show into a refeed. They call it Saturday Night America. It used to be live like a year ago. Now they still call it Saturday Night America, but it's just a refeed of his earlier shows from during the week. So they just kind of quietly decided to change that on their radio affiliate. So a lot of stations that are carrying that guy's show, they don't even know he's not live anymore because they didn't tell anybody
that
they were changing it. So those two shows dropping out, I was racking my brain to try to figure out what else is live out there in syndicated radio on Saturday nights.
Yeah, a lot of program directors don't listen to their Saturday night shows. It's just not that important to them. But it's a great foot in the door for Free Talk Live,
yeah,
who offers a Saturday night show and a weeknight show. So
So give them a call. Say hi. Tell them you listen if you listen. Don't lie and tell them you listen if you don't listen, because they might ask you questions like, you know, what do you like the most about the station? What's your favorite show? Stuff like that. So if you're a listener and you want to hear Free Talk Live, give them a call. If you're not a listener, call them and tell them you would listen if they put Free Talk Live on. That's a possibility. So don't be dishonest. Just let them know how you feel. All right. Our number here is 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls, and we talk to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Tom, New Hampshire, going once. Do we have Tom in New Hampshire, going twice? Tom's gone. Let's try instead Bob in California. Bob, you are on Free Talk Live. Bob, California, going once.
Hey, Bob. Hey guys, can you hear me?
Hey, Bob, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, my name is actually not Bob. I just used that as an alias. I'm the guy that emailed you in regards to the burglary of street services, and I got the email.
What services?
What was
the,
that?
The posting of the bill, the post, the handbills.
Posting
handbills? Yeah, I got emails, so I assume you guys talked about already, but I just want to call to let you guys know what was the end result.
Oh, what happened?
So pretty much I sat down with them. They got me standing there for like half an hour, I guess, just, you know, I thought the investigator guy, he wasn't doing anything. He was just walking back and forth in the hallway. So they had me wait the half an hour. And after that, when he finally spoke to me, I pretty much told him I can't pay for it. And then he tried to reduce it a little bit. And I told him I still can't pay for it. And then, and at the end, he let me, he was kind of friendly, so he actually waived the larger sum, and so I was only I only had to pay the smaller amount.
So you did successfully negotiate it down. This is what we talked about at the very top of the show, where you had been posting flyers around town on what presumably were power poles, things like that, public property.
Yeah, but the thing that bothered me a lot was that, I mean, this isn't like a Beverly Hills or, you know, area. This is in the inner city. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's so much graffiti. I mean, people post like, I lost my dog, I lost my kids flyers. I mean, there's so much of this stuff. So
you were just blending in with the other posts. Here was some questions we had for you at the beginning of the show. Since it was just an email, we couldn't get answers. So now that you're here, were you actually caught in the act of posting these, or how did they figure out who you were?
I was not caught. I have my website up on there. So I'm assuming because I got a invoice in at my office with the amount. So I'm assuming that they went to my website to get the address from my office.
So how now? At what point did you admit to them that it was you that that had posted these?
Well, I mean, I could have said someone else did it, but I mean, from a common sense standpoint, that wouldn't make any sense. So I told him that it was me, and the reason I was doing it was because I wanted a new business because I wasn't making any money. I didn't have money.
So you dug yourself in here. You admitted to them that you were the one who posted them, whereas otherwise they would have had no way of proving that it absolutely was you.
Yes, that is true. But on the other hand, I didn't want them to do anything to my business. I didn't want them to.
Were they threatening that in the letter that they sent you? Were they threatening to do something to your business?
It said that I had to pay within 20 days.
Or else what?
It didn't say in the letter. I kind of did just give in to them.
Yes, that's what you did.
Well, yeah. I don't have any problem with that, but there is a possibility that, just think about this for a second, that if you disliked someone, you could go around posting handbills for their business.
Yeah, for your competition.
That did come up, but then I didn't want, I mean, for me, since I run a business and I still go to college online, I figure it was less hassle to just pay the smaller amount than have to keep going back to their place, if they investigate it.
Yeah, I agree. If you got the smaller amount, that it was worth just giving them the money and making them go away.
Right. If they can't get your money, you should give them your obedience.
So how are you? How are you going to advertise for your business now that you don't get the low cost posting handbills option?
Well, I'm going to keep doing it. I'm not going to put the website. I'm just going to I'm going to register a new number, and then I'm going to have a number where they can just leave a voicemail and I'll call them back. So that's what I was thinking. But what really bothered me was that in the inner city of LA, there's so much graffiti. I mean, they, instead of going after those guys, they go after someone that's trying to run, you know, run a business, essentially.
I think it's interesting that that after you've paid hundreds of dollars, presumably, whatever the lower amount was that they were trying to fine you, that after you've gone and done that, you still are going to continue putting up the flyers. So their fine didn't actually stop you from engaging in the behavior that they had intended to stop you from engaging in. And
well,
yes, sir?
Well, actually, the way the investigator said, he actually made it sound like he wanted me to continue. He said that he actually told me that a lot of industries, they go around posting flyers, and he said in the future, if I want to do this, just make sure I have the budget for it.
Ask the what?
Make sure you have the budget for it?
Yeah, yeah.
Meaning make sure you're prepared to pay
it's
another fine?
It's just taxes. The fine
yeah,
is just
yeah,
taxes.
Exactly. That's what he told me. He kind of whispered it in a way. He didn't say it like loudly so everyone else could hear, but that's pretty much what he said. He said a lot of industries do that because he said that, for example, it's cheaper than having a radio ad for 30 seconds. So that was the analogy that he used.
Do these things actually work? Do these posts around town actually result in business?
It did actually. So that's why I'm gonna keep doing it.
Just for your information, a 30-second radio ad on Free Talk Live, $25.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. I don't think you should have. I mean, Mark, I realize you're kind of the man on the show. You side with the man as often as you possibly can. But I don't think this guy should have said anything to these guys. I think they sent him the invoice. They expected him to pay. He should have just ignored them or written them back and said, "I'm sorry. I'm not sure what you're referring to. I have no knowledge of this."
I don't know what he should have done. I understand why he
would have
did
saved
it.
Him a few hundred bucks.
It may have. Who knows what they would have done? How they would have come after him? I mean, who knows? They had his web address and
they had a web address. They have no idea who put that web address on that flyer. They have no idea who printed the flyer out. They didn't have any idea until he told them, "Yeah, it was me." And then once he told them that, he's done. 800-259-9231, hour 3 is coming up. You bring up whatever you want. It's like they say, anything you say can and will be used against you. Hour 3 on the way. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. Privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.